Yes, hello?
Hello. Hello, Dr. Marks?
Yes?
Dr. Marks, this is Mrs. Fredericks.
Yes?
Doctor, I hate to bother you at this time of the morning.
Yes?
But, he seems to be very ill.
Who?
My husband.
He's ill?
He fainted again.
Have we talked about this before, Mrs.? Who is this?
This is Mrs. Fredericks, Dr.
Mrs.
Marks.
Mrs. Fredericks.
You remember me. My husband has been very ill for, it's the 14th now, since the 2nd.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And he keeps fainting.
Fainting,
and not being able to get out of bed.
Yes.
And he's dizzy all the time, and he's running 106.
Well, have you been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given him an awful lot of aspirin, and I gave him the antibiotics, and his temperature went down to 104, and now it's shot up to 106 again, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and that makes me a little worried, because usually it's a little lower in the morning. It's 105 or so.
What else did I recommend?
Aspirin and the antibiotics. Push fluids, you said.
You've been giving him plenty of fluids.
Yes, I've given him a lot of fluids. He can't really tolerate too much, though.
Well, Mrs. Fredericks, I'll tell you, I think it's probably one of these 24-hour bugs.
No, Dr. Marks?
Yeah?
This is Mrs. Fredericks. You remember my husband?
Yeah.
Thomas Fredericks?
Yes.
He's been ill since the 2nd. Since the 2nd. Remember, you came out here once 10 days ago?
Oh, yes.
You remember?
No, that's right. Then, well, it's got to be something of longer duration, then.
Yes, he keeps fainting, Doctor.
He does. Well, that's not good. No, I don't like that at all.
I wondered if you could come out and see him, because he's been out for about 5 minutes, and now he seems to be delirious. He doesn't know me or anything. Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, doctor?
Well, all right. It does sound pretty serious.
Can you come out, doctor?
Oh, no. I don't make house calls anymore, Mrs. Frederick. But, let's see now. You've given him aspirin.
I gave him aspirin, yes, of course.
Have you tried refilling that prescription for the antibiotics that I've given you?
Yes, I've been refilling it since you gave it to me.
Well, that
10
should
days
do
ago.
It. That
yeah.
should do it.
Well, that's why I'm so worried.
Why don't you call me again tomorrow?
Well, doctor, I can't seem to bring him round. Do you think you could come out? When he does come, he doesn't know me, you see. That's what's got me scared this time.
All right.
He usually used to know me when he came round.
Mrs. Fredericks, I see that this is pretty serious. I'll tell you what you do.
Yes.
You load him in your car and bring him in to see me at about 3:25 this afternoon. I'll try to get a look at him.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Marks. I wouldn't do this or impose on you because I know you're busy, but I'm a little worried.
I'm glad to do it for you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.